Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the first team, players and staff all returned for the first day of pre-season training on Tuesday morning. It wasn't the usual sunny conditions for the opening day of the summer schedule. Instead, it was raining heavily at the Magpies' Benton base. Among the players reporting for the opening day of pre-season were captain Jamal Lascelles and last season's top scorer Callum Wilson, while the likes of Freddie Woodman, Yoshinori Muto, Kel Watts and Florian Lejeune, who were all out on loan last season, were also among the players in attendance. Elsewhere, and Newcastle may be set to miss out on one of their primary targets this summer, as Norwich are lining up making a £12 million bid for Celtic defender Christopher Ayer, who is in the final year of his contract in Glasgow and has already confirmed he is seeking a move elsewhere. Norwich and Bayer Leverkusen have already had bids rejected for the 23-year-old, but the Canaries are now set to go back in with this fresh offer. Newcastle are yet to submit a bid, but they are known to be interested. Finally, and Newcastle's hopes of landing loan sensation Joe Willock for next season have been boosted, as parent club Arsenal have reportedly put the 21-year-old up for sale. Willock spent the second half of last term on loan at St James's Park, scoring 8 goals in just 11 Premier League starts for the club, including netting in their final 6 matches of the Premier League campaign. It is unclear whether Arsenal are looking to sell or would be interested in pursuing another loan deal at this stage, but Newcastle are sure to be interested in bringing Willock back to Tyneside. That's all for now. We'll have more later.